Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're focusing on Northwest Indiana to profile Representative Frank Mirvan, a lawmaker whose family legacy is in public service and who now serves as a key defender of the American steel industry.
The Mr. Van name is very well known in that part of Indiana. He's following in his father's footsteps, isn't he?
He is. His father, Frank Mr. Van Sr., was a fixture in the community, serving for decades as a respected state senator. So Representative Mr. Van grew up immersed in local politics, and with a deep understanding of constituent service. He built his own career in local government, serving for 15 years as the North Township Trustee. This is a very hands-on executive position in Indiana, where he was directly responsible for providing a social safety net, like emergency rent and utility assistance, to thousands of residents. That long tenure gave him a real ground-level perspective on the economic realities facing working families in his community.
He was elected to Congress in 2020, taking over the seat from another longtime icon, Pete Visklosky. It seems he picked up right where his predecessor left off, especially on the issue of steel.
Absolutely. Indiana's first district, known as the Region, is one of the largest steel-producing districts in the entire nation. It's the heart of the American steel industry. Mr. Van has made defending that industry his top priority. He serves as the vice chairman of the powerful bipartisan Congressional Steel Caucus. This makes him a central figure in all policy debates related to steel. He is a relentless advocate for strong Buy America rules, which mandate that federal money for infrastructure projects must be used to buy American-made steel, and he is a staunch defender of the Section 232 tariffs, which he argues are critical to protecting American steelworkers from illegally subsidized foreign steel being dumped in U.S. markets.
He also has a very powerful committee assignment that helps him in that fight. The Appropriations Committee.
That's right. Securing a seat on the Appropriations Committee is a major win for any member, especially one representing an industrial district. This committee writes the 12 bills that fund the entire federal government. Ms. Van serves on the subcommittee for Commerce, Justice, and Science, which is the committee that actually funds the International Trade Commission, the very agency responsible for enforcing those trade laws and protecting against unfair steel dumping. He also serves on the Energy and Water Development Subcommittee, which funds major infrastructure projects, allowing him to be a watchdog for those Buy America provisions.
So his entire focus seems to be on the economic and industrial security of his district. How would you describe his political style?
His style is very much that of a traditional, pragmatic, bread-and-butter Democrat. He is laser-focused on protecting union jobs and supporting domestic manufacturing. He's not a partisan firebrand you'll see on cable news. He's a workhorse who focuses on the specific legislative language of trade law and appropriations bills. He sees the health of the steel industry as not just an economic issue for his district, but as a critical matter of national security. His entire approach is about ensuring that the industrial backbone of America, which runs right through his home district, remains strong.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.